When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
If you are just joining us, you might have missed this off the top of the show.
Zach Guthrie is the most underrated player in the competition, Cam and Hannes, and a very, very outside smoky for the All-Australian squad this year.
Wow.
You might not have heard the rest of that. Dan Hannabury and I said outside smoky, lock him in. Cal was a little understated. I think a little understated. Anyway, in an unrelated point, Zach Guthrie, the star from the Cats, joins us on Sunday Crunch Time. Zach, welcome back to SEN.
Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me.
Hey, mate, any time you want, jump on the line and have a chat to us. Hey, nice start to the year, both for yourself and the team. And I like the fact, and I spoke about this last week, that the Geelong, both on and off the football field, are extremely smart. Last week, you had to change the way you played to the conditions in Brisbane, and yesterday was a much different game. Your adaptability as a team is a huge strength.
Yeah, I think that's something we pride ourselves on. Obviously, yeah, as you mentioned, they're two very different games. But both were games where we came up against some good sides, and we knew we were going to be challenged at different points throughout the game. But, to come away with a win in both of those and, to be 7-0 is, really good position for us.
Zach, I'm glad you were listening to the first hour and agreed to jump on for a chat after that big compliment, mate.
I just heard that for the first time then. I appreciate the compliment. But, there's always guys that have been performing really well. So, definitely going to be a challenge. But I appreciate the compliment.
No worries. Hey, it's been a great build from yourself. I think that's what we spoke about earlier as well, just the responsibility that you personally have taken on in the past couple of seasons and particularly over the past couple of weeks as well. You know, we saw Tom Stewart go down last week. He wasn't there last night. How does that change and affect how you guys set up defensively in your own sort of individual role?
To be honest, it's always a pretty collective thing. I think our defence is sort of a system-based thing, so it's probably not one guy that we're heavily reliant upon, which is a good thing when someone like Tom Stewart does go out, that we can have others that can step up and, sort of fill the void. It's obviously tough when you do lose one of your star players, but I thought last night we did a really good job. Some of our tools were really good in the air and all across the ground. I thought we defended pretty well most of the night.
Just on system, I guess it's been a big talking point in recent weeks, team defences. It seemed like at times Carlton defensive six were at sea. The ball got transitioned really quickly. Communication was lacking. It's almost like they were playing in a zone when the ball was 50 metres out rather than be man on. Clearly, you guys play with system. You're able to come in last week and almost play the position of Tom Stewart and do it unbelievably well and rightly. Rightly so, call for Cal to put you in that All-Australian team. You've had outstanding form. But in regards to system, I mean, how do you guys go about it? It seems like you guys get organised really quickly, whether it be the ball's 50 out or it gets turned over and it's 100 metres out, all of a sudden you've got to adjust. I mean, the talk's obviously a key factor. How do you guys go about it? Because guys are able to come in and play a role. And we talk about systems a lot. And Geelong's team defence, for as long as I can remember, has always been a really big facet.
I think that's key, sort of getting the ground set really quickly. And then, as you know, the game's hard enough in itself. So if you can get yourself set as quickly as possible, then hopefully it makes some of those following decisions that little bit easier. But, I think we're coached really well. We sort of really back in our system that our coach has kind of set for us. And within that, I think some guys just really look to play to their strengths and... everyone sort of has a different skill set. So whatever they can bring to that, within sort of that system based thing is a priority for us.
We saw Patrick Dangerfield start brilliantly last night. He was in top form and then unfortunately suffer a hamstring injury later in the game. Zach, any update from Paddy direct this morning or overnight?
Yeah, as you said, I thought he was crucial for us in that first half. So I also know that it's just a hamstring injury. So I'm sure the severity of that will be sort of based on the scan that he gets and stuff. But hoping he's okay. But in saying that, I think we've had some guys that have been able to step up really well for us in the absence of some good players this year. So we're sort of big on that, having that squad mentality of guys that can come in and sort of fill that role. But yeah, definitely hoping he's okay.
So anything tangible you can put on, I guess, different from last year? Of course, 2022, you know, that wonderful premiership. And this time last year, you were half humming without really playing the type of football that can win you a flag. Is there anything that's quite obvious within the club that's different from 12 months ago?
Yeah, I think that availability is key for us at the moment. I feel like we've got pretty good continuity where guys, like when danger sort of does go down, that we can have guys that have been stepping up and playing a really good role. I think we've been getting some really good contribution across the board. Some of our stars have been playing really well, but some of those younger guys as well have been really important for us in that early stage of the season. So hopefully we can continue that throughout the year and sort of not rely on those stars too much and just have a step up across the board. I think that's been key for us to start the season.
What's Sunday afternoon look like for you? Are you a hardcore footy guy? Are you going to watch the Gold Coast and West Coast game and the Hawks and the Swans, or do you get away from it?
Yeah, I enjoy watching my footy. I'll probably have that on in the background. I've actually got a uni assignment that I've got due tonight, so I'll just be working away at that.
What subject?
I'm doing a Bachelor of Applied Management at Fed Uni, actually. So, that's how my Sunday arvo will be spent, I think.
Did you find that the balance really helps you, you know, get away from football, have something that you're working on and a uni degree, and it allows you to stay fresh for playing the game?
Yeah, I think it's important. We've got really good player development managers at our club that really encourage that side of things. And it is important because footy can consume you at times. Just to sort of have something else to go to is important. And as you know, footy careers don't last forever, so it's important to sort of keep ticking away at a few things in the background. Obviously, while footy is the priority, though. So, it's something I enjoy doing.
Ciaran Myers, I don't know if that's how you pronounce his first name, but he's one of the best assist players in the game right now and has been for a long time. I think Akamanis was a star back in the day, and there's been many players like him along the journey, but he's got to be right up there. And we spoke to James Kelly, the other week about your connection forward to centre. Clearly, you guys work at it a lot, but he seems to be able to pick those targets off better than anyone. Cameron did one yesterday. Are you very clear about wanting to get it in his hands? Because he, right now, and I have no problem saying this, he's the best forward or centre kick in the game without a shadow of doubt. He finds targets when you can't even see them, even when you're at the ground. And on TV, you think, how is he able to even see that, let alone pull it off? It's quite remarkable.
Yeah, he's someone that you feel really confident with when he's got the ball in his hand, sort of around that 50 to 70 kind of area, because you know he will sort of hit a target. But I think there's a number of guys up forward who are playing some really selfless footy at the moment as well, and some really skillful players down there. You mentioned Jez, and we got Tyson down there and Hawk as well, who are all really good inside 50 kicks, I think, which is helping us get some good shots on goal.
Just last one before we let you go, Zach, we appreciate your time. Your first 4 years, you played 20 games in total at the club, and this has been part of the Geelong mastery in some ways in developing at VFL level, and we're seeing it more again this year already. And Ollie Dempsey spent a couple of years in the VFL and now is doing great things at AFL level. How much of that approach and patience is taken at the footy club to know that the system and development work will get you there eventually if you keep working at it?
Yeah, I think everyone kind of develops at a different rate. Certainly taken me a little bit longer to try and be able to sort of find my fit at AFL level. But in saying that, I think an approach I kind of always took was that's sort of just where I was at in my career, and sort of not trying to drop my bundle too much and just keep working on the things that I wanted to work on to try and get up to the scratch and be able to perform at AFL level. But we've had a number of guys who have really been able to step up, and guys who do buy their time in the VFL. But hopefully, with that sort of approach, that when they do put their time in at that level, that they can come in and have a real impact for us.
Zach, great start to the year, both personally and for the team. 7-0, big one next week against the D's. Look forward to it, mate, and enjoy your Sunday studying. Thank you for joining us.
Looking forward to it. Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate it.